Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we're going to continue considering the I Ams of John's Gospel. John wrote of our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and some 25 times in this epistle, he uses the divine name of our Lord Jesus. He lets the Lord speak for himself as the I Am. We have some wonderful ground to cover, and today on the broadcast, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider the Lord speaking as the I Am of witness, representation, and revelation. He is all of these to us. And we're going to read from the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. If you have your Bibles near at hand, we would invite you to read with us. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came, and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come, and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Now, these Jewish people, these Pharisees, were maligning the Lord because he was apparently, in their thinking, on his own. He was trying to be somebody big. Even his own brothers thought that on occasion that is later recorded in John's Gospel. Now, they required two or three witnesses in the Jewish law. And the Apostle Paul, in writing the Corinthians, he shows his Jewish background. He says there in chapter 13 and verse 1 of 2 Corinthians, This is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. And so the Jews required two or three witnesses. But the Lord says, I have another witness. The Father witnessed of me. Now, he witnessed on two occasions. The Father spoke from heaven. On the occasion of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he came out of the water, the Spirit descended like a dove and it lit upon the Lord Jesus after John the Baptist had baptized him. And the Father spoke from heaven, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And then on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Peter, James, and John were with the Lord, and he was transfigured before them, and Moses and Elias appeared on that occasion, the disciples were overcome with awe and wonder. And Peter suggested that they build three tabernacles, one for the Lord, one for Moses, and one for Elias. But God spoke down from heaven, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. In other words, don't listen to Peter. Listen to what Christ says. Now, these are witnesses of the Father. And John records these witnesses. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ here says, I bear witness, if I bear witness of myself, I am one that bear witness of myself, rather, and the Father that sent me bear witness of me. Now, they required a witness. Now, I want you to listen to what John says in the fifth chapter. The fifth chapter of this gospel, the Lord Jesus is the speaker. He sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. John the Baptist was a witness. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness me of me that my Father hath sent me. No one could do the works but Christ that he did. And now the Father himself, he says in verse 37, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word in your heart abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him he believeth not. Search the Scriptures. This is the fourth witness. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now Christ came in compliance and in answer to the prophecies of the Old Testament. Here is a fourfold witness: John the Baptist, his miraculous works, the Father, as we have already mentioned, and the Scriptures themselves. Now the Jews required two or three witnesses. John gives them four witnesses that Christ was indeed the great I Am. And so he is indeed the I Am of witness. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father hath sent that sent me beareth witness of me. Now John provides us a real focus of witnesses in this fifth chapter, four witnesses of the fact that Christ was all that he claimed to be. Now let's speak of the fact that he was the eyewitness of representation. In John chapter 5 and verse 43, the Lord Jesus, using his divine name again, says, I am come in my Father's name. Now I know that some will say this is just the rhetorical construction of the sentence. How would you say it other than this, rhetorically? But who is it that's speaking? It is the I am that says, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him will you receive. He was representing his Father, and he does that in the very chapter that we've been reading. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. He is representing the Father. And he says also in John 29, that is chapter 7 and verse 29, speaking of his Father, he says, but I know him, my Father, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Now our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to represent the Father. He is the Word, the Logos, and we convey our thoughts and our meanings by words. And he speaks to us in words that we can understand. He spoke to us by his life, and he convinced those that were near him that he was indeed the Son of God. Nicodemus, a proud Jewish ruler, he was the teacher of all Israel, the Lord says he was. And he says, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Nicodemus saw that he was representing the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ indeed was the representation of the Father. I know all about the Father because I've seen the Son. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He spoke out the mind of his Father, and he spoke out his Father's character, because the Son represents the Father. Now, let's speak of revelation. He is the I Am of revelation. And he says so in the fourth chapter of John's Gospel. Now John, in the fourth chapter of his Gospel, speaks about the Lord meeting a woman at Samaria's wayside well. She was a woman of ill fame. She was a woman of the streets. But the Lord met her one day, and he put her at ease by asking her for a drink of water. Now this woman happened to be a Samaritan. And she was amazed, and she says, how is it that you speak to me? You're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan. And the Lord says, if you knew who was talking to you, you would have asked of him of living water. She came to draw literal water at the well. The Lord says, I can give you living water. Well, immediately she's curious. And she says, well, I want that water. And the Lord said to her, go call your husband. She says, I have no husband. And the Lord said, you have said very well, you have no husband, for you've had five husbands, and the man you're living with is not your husband. She says, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now notice this woman. She's so typical. The Lord brings her sin before her, and immediately she rings up the subject of religion. The Lord points out the sin in her life, and her life, as far as she was concerned before that Lord, that before whom she stood, was an open book. But she talks about religion. She wants to say, well, there is some good in me. And I just want this living water, and there's some good in me. The Lord talks with her for some time, and she is convinced that this man is something different. And so she says, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Now, in the authorized version from which I'm reading, the I and the am are separated. I'll read it again. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. You have the I and the am. Now, in the Greek interlinear translation, straight from the Greek, puts it this way, I am the one speaking to thee. He reveals himself to her. And she immediately left her water pot, and she goes into the city, and she told the men of the city. They were her friends. It doesn't say she told the women. She told the men of the city, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Now, he hadn't told her all that she'd ever done, but she was convinced that he knew, all that she'd ever done. She grasped the truth. She was a Samaritan. And she grasped the truth that here is the Christ, the great I am. And she wanted others to know him. Isn't that nice? I think it's so wonderful that the Lord set this woman at ease. He reached her soul. She was saved. She became saved. She left her life of sin. And that's why the Lord came into this world, was to save sinners. And he reaches this woman. The disciples come along later and they want to give him some drink. And he says, I've had my drink. My will and my is to do the will of him that sent me. Or my meat, rather, is to do the will of him that sent me. This woman had brought satisfaction to his heart. Now he had, this was a revelation to her. You know, I think it's always a revelation when Christ makes himself known to us. I think we've known all our lives that Christ died on the cross for our sins. But someday, it comes to us in its full force, almost in the sense of a revelation. That was true of this woman. He revealed himself to her. It was that way with me. When I saw it, I said, why haven't I seen this before, that Christ died on the cross for my sins, and he did all that was necessary to save me? Have we had that revelation? God grant that we may. Our Father, today we thank thee for the one who knows all about it, all about us, yet loves us and died for us. Help us to glorify his name, we pray. Amen.